So I was at Levi's Stadium yesterday. Beautiful stadium. Crowd was jacked, as you would expect. But Packers didn't show up.
No.
Packers did not show up. And people were jacked up down in San Francisco. And we've got a guy on the line here from 95.7 The Game in San Fran. Bonte Hill joins us now. You guys still partying out there in the Bay Area or what?
You know what? We're starting to turn the page to the Kansas City Chiefs slowly but surely, which means we're going to have a lot of nightmares over the next 2 weeks thinking about how to slow down Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Kelce and Andy Reid. But for a night or two, we would definitely enjoy shredding the cheese, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was quite the performance by the Niners. I mean, they dominated. It wasn't even close.
Did you not find the celebrations for both of the teams to be like really big? It wasn't just like, put the trophy aside, we want the big one. I thought they were like...
You're talking about Kansas City and the Niners?
Both. Right. It was like they really were into it, where they should be, but...
You still got one more to win, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, you get one team that has not been to the Super Bowl in 50 years, and then you get this team that won, the 49ers, that is, that won four games last year. So, you know, a young team... winning at home, winning in a fashion that they did, kind of shutting up the naysayers. I think, you know what? Celebrate a little bit. Put the trophy away. But I think for a night, there's nothing wrong with that, man, because the NFL is just brutal. I mean, it's a war of attrition out there. Mm-hmm. When you think about all the injuries, and especially for both the teams, Kansas City and San Francisco. I'll just talk about the Niners. I mean, the gauntlet they went through over the last eight games, playing the Ravens, playing the Packers, playing the Seahawks twice, playing the New Orleans Saints and beating them in the Superdome. Man, it has been a gauntlet for the 49ers. So I'm not mad at the celebrations last night, because this team has been so buttoned up this season that I already know they'll put the NFC championship behind them by tomorrow morning.
Well, that's what I was most impressed by watching that game live, that, you know, they've got some big boys that just fully committed to an old-school, grind-it-out style that had been working for them and worked for them last week against Minnesota. But you look at a guy like George Kittle, who's a legitimate all-pro stud, and he could be on the sideline saying, dude, I'm not blocking again. You know what I mean? Like, hook me up. And he blocked beautiful. Like, all night he factored in. He was exceptional. He caught one pass. Now, he closed the game. The game was over anyway. But when he picked up that first down late in the fourth, that was it. And... you know, Garoppolo's a guy, he's getting paid a lot of money, premium position, throws the ball eight times. Like, I'm impressed. I guess, is that Shanahan? Is that on the players? Because that is a full-blown commitment to winning, and winning in a way that you don't see very often in 2020.
Yeah, no, you know what? I mean, it is a true team down here in San Francisco. These guys just are committed to the system. You think about Emmanuel Sanders. He's the number one receiver in Denver. He comes out to San Francisco. He had one target yesterday and was cool with it. You heard the soundbite last week from George Kittle yelling at Shanahan, run it, keep running it. I mean, it is unbelievable how selfless these players are on the 49ers, and it's one of the more likable teams we've seen in 49ers history. I mean, George Kittle's had four catches for 35 yards in his playoff run. Garoppolo threw the ball eight times. That's the fewest attempts in a playoff game since Bob Greasy did it in the freaking Super Bowl back in the mid-70s. I wasn't even born yet then. I mean, the guy threw – it was really throwback football yesterday. And throughout these playoffs, think about these numbers, fellas. 89 rushes over the last two games against Minnesota and Green Bay. 89 rushes, 471 rushing yards. And the great thing is, haven't shown anything to Kansas City when it comes to the passing game. So, I mean, it's just – it's a testament to what Shanahan has sold to this team. It's a testament to the players that's bought into the system. And it's really throwback football. I was talking to Kirk Morrison, longtime linebacker of the Oakland Raiders. And we're going down the escalator yesterday at Levi's Stadium. And he goes, I thought I just watched Army or Navy or something. This is incredible. And really, you look at the running game, it's really been with two different styles of runs. You look at Minnesota, it was power football. Right up the gut, we're going 5 yards a pop. We're going to ram it down your throats. In Green Bay yesterday, it was more on the edges and kind of deceptive running plays where you see fake reverses to Deebo Samuel, and he ends up being the lead blocker. So, I mean, it is incredible what the way they're winning it. And Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't care. George Kittle doesn't care. There's no divas on this football team.
We have Bonte Hill from 95.7 The Game down in San Francisco. The Niners winning big yesterday. They're off to the Super Bowl, taking on Kansas City. there were three jerseys that I saw all over the city and all over the stadium. Outside of the old school throwbacks, you'd see a Montana occasionally, yeah, Young, you'd see a Rice. But it was all Garoppolo, Kittle, Bosa. Like, those were the three.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that based on their profiles, the positions they play. But, man, those three own that town, or it feels that way. I mean, maybe it's recency bias. Maybe that's just because that was the game I was at. But is that just a reality? Like, those three, probably yeah. Shanahan, probably Lynch, they're getting all yep. the love down there, or what?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so I don't know if you noticed the hat that Shanahan wears on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those hats have been sold out. You see every fan now with those Shanahan type of hats with the small logo, either in black or red. And then you look at number 85. No disrespect to George Vernon Davis. There was a lot of Vernon Davis jerseys before. George Kittle's taken over this town. He's an absolute rock star. They love him. He's likable. The personality, the wrestling aspect of it, the crossover appeal. Jimmy Garoppolo, the ladies love him. They love his looks. I mean, the guy could go to Santana Road down to San Jose and pick up five. I wouldn't put my have my girlfriend stand around Jimmy Garoppolo. No. A little snatcher. I mean, they love him. Number 10 jerseys. And then Bosa. I mean, the guy's a generational talent, and we really didn't know what we were getting. So a couple people I talked to from Ohio State, they were saying this guy's the best prospect coming out of Ohio State since Orlando Pace. I thought the guys were smoking big-time marijuana. I mean, no joke. I thought they were out of their minds thinking about the lineage of players that have come out of Ohio State. Nick Bosa looks like a 7-year pro. I mean, the guy's just a beast. So you're right, man. The jerseys, it's number 97. It's 85. And it's number 10. But you also got some 25 jerseys with Richard Sherman. Niner fans can't get enough of Uncle Sherm,
right.
We're calling him down here in the Bay Area. those four players alone. And now you got Mostert. You're right, man. The three heavyweights here are Kittle, Bosa, and Garoppolo. Bosa got a chance last week when he had the wind knocked out of him. The fans just react differently when Kittle and Bosa make plays. It is unreal.
Imagine Jimmy Gorgeous if he takes down Patrick Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl.
I like that. Jimmy Gorgeous. That's a new one.
Yeah, dude.
He will be,
his bar play will be off the charts.
Yeah, we do a thing on our show called Bar Play where it's the popularity and what kind of different things you can do at bars and stuff. If he
right.
if he pulls this off, I can't even imagine.
This guy can walk into any bar, any club right now with his shirt off and get free access. He doesn't need any IDs. He doesn't need to pay for a meal. Doesn't need to pay for a drink. Now, if he wins a Super Bowl as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, he will be immortalized.
Yeah,
he will automatically be catapulted to the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks here in San Francisco. I mean, the guy is, it's right there for him to take. And guess what? The pressure, you know, I know there's going to be pressure in the Super Bowl. Players are going to be nervous and all that. But everybody's going to be talking about Mahomes. Everybody's going to talk about Andy Reid. They're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs with this high-flying offense. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo will be happy to hand the ball off 47 times in a game, and he still will be immortalized if he wins a Super Bowl out here in the Bay Area. People will love him. He will be slander-free. And nationally, they could say, oh, he's a game manager. Shanahan doesn't trust him. Trust me, down here people know what's happening. The Niners win in different ways, whether it's running the football or passing the football. And they know what they have in Jimmy Garoppolo in his first full season as quarterback of the 49ers. I mean, he wins a Super Bowl.
He can retire.
He can retire. No joke, he can retire, live in Silicon Valley, work at Google, work for Facebook, and just go on to live his life while waking up with, you know, who knows what he's doing on a daily basis, man, as a bachelor in the Bay Area. Think about that. Jimmy Garoppolo, Super Bowl champ, bachelor in the Bay Area. Man, life will be good for him. I'm jealous right now.
No kidding, man. We got 2 weeks to figure out if that's going to happen. You can hear him on 95.7 The Game down in San Francisco. Enjoy the next 2 weeks. Enjoy the game. Really appreciate you doing this, Bonte. Thank you.
You know what? I'm sorry you had to take a right eye and come down and watch that ass-whooping yesterday. I really felt bad because I know a lot of Packer fans.
Yeah.
But it was almost as if Packer fans knew what was coming because for the first time in my life, I've been going to Niner Green Bay games forever. The amount of cheeseheads that was in the stadium, I was stunned with the lack of cheeseheads inside of that stadium
so
yesterday.
Was I
cannot believe it. And the body language of Aaron Rodgers, I thought the game was over later in the first quarter, man. I really did.
It ended when they punted on 4th and 1 on the 50. That they had to go for it there. That was the game. That was the game.
No doubt.
And the Niners shredded them after that. They went up 7-0. Yep. They went 3 and out again after that. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But you're right. I mean, the Packers travel. They're a top 5 traveling team in the NFL, and they were there. But it was like maybe 5% of the building, maybe. Yeah. And I thought they'd be 20% at least.
Yeah, I was stunned, man. Again, going to games since the 90s, man. I was stunned that there was not a lot of green, especially November 24th when it came down to Levi's. There was nothing but Packer fans in the stadium. It was about 30% Packer fans inside of Levi's Stadium, so a testament to the 49er fans for not selling their tickets to people from Wisconsin or Green Bay Packer fans. So a great year for the Green Bay Packers. You got to be happy with where they're going. Add some weapons for Aaron Rodgers alongside Devontae Adams, but the Niners were just a mismatch for them, man. The physicality in the trenches, man, on both sides of the football is just too much for the Pack. So,
I can't argue that.
Yeah, good luck next season, and hopefully the Niners can make us happy down here in the Bay Area. But, man, I'm telling you, I already woke up with nightmares of Patrick Mahomes. I'm nervous as hell about the Super Bowl.
Good luck, buddy. Thank you for doing this.
Anytime, fellas.
There he is, Bonte Hill from the 95.7 The Game down in San Francisco.